This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's GDP, the gross domestic product, is down almost 2% for the first quarter of the year, but that drop is smaller than in Colorado's neighbor states. A nationwide economic slowdown is affecting Colorado less than elsewhere. Moderate drought conditions have returned to Denver and other counties along the Front Range. About 86% of the state is now in a moderate drought or worse. Recent rain and snowmelt have helped the southern border, which was the driest area of the state. A creature known as the zombie fish might be swimming in Colorado waters. Here's CPR's Tony Gorman.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife will spend the next few summers searching for the yellowfin cutthroat trout. The species was last seen in the Twin Lakes area near Leadville about a century ago and was thought to be extinct. Parks and Wildlife aquatic biologist Alex Townsend hopes to find a hidden population in the high mountainous regions.
We're taking small bait clips from each of them and using that to identify the genetics of the trout we find and then comparing it back to those original genetics that were collected back in the 1890s.
Townsend says the species may have moved due to mining at the time. Tony Gorman, CPR News.
A tourist train that calls itself the longest scenic railroad in North America is opening for the season. More from CPR's Dan Boyce.
The Cumbres and Toltec Scenic Railroad starts its route from the small San Luis Valley town of Antonito. Its classic Old Western steam engine climbs above 10,000 feet of elevation along a winding mountain track that crosses the Colorado and New Mexico border 11 times. Its first trip of the season was delayed a couple weeks due to fire risk, but it's now ready to start and runs through late October. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Much of the state has a chance for thunderstorms through the afternoon and early evening. This is CPR News and KRCC.